This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And the CEO of the Geelong Chamber of Commerce, Bernadette Uzelac, is in the studio with me. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Mitch. Great to be here.
It is good to have you along because there's lots to talk about today, including your AGM, which is coming up on Thursday night. And it really does feel like yesterday that we were talking about your AGM last year. The year's really flown by, at least from my point of view.
It certainly has. It's unbelievable. It's been quite a year, actually. Reflecting on the past year is one of the things that we often do at this time of year when we hold our annual meeting. And when you look back, it's quite extraordinary, the amount of activity that happens.
Would you say this has been one of the best years for the Chamber, or how does it rank in terms of years?
Oh, look, I think they're all the best, you know. Every year just keeps getting better and better. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, what have been the highlights from your point of view before we get on to what will be covered at the AGM?
Well, I guess for the past year, you know, when we look back, we've looked back at growing our membership base. It's, really quite a diverse membership base. So it represents everything from those sole traders, micro businesses, home-based operators, right through to the very large corporates. And so we continue to diversify our membership base. And that's been something that has been strongly, coming through over the past 12 months as well. And I think particularly as we see, the evident growth in Geelong and a lot of new businesses and new opportunities that are coming into this region. So we're starting to see a lot more diversity of the business community, and that's being reflected in our membership as well.
How many members do you have?
Around 900.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So we've also, in the past 12 months, we entered into a partnership with Localised, and we've talked about that before, which is the platform for local procurement in this region, and working in collaboration with GROW, the G21 Region Opportunities for Work program, which is all about, not just being parochial about local procurement, but, how we measure it, how we put some metrics and data around, capturing that data around that local spend and being able to have more spend in this region. So that's been very successful. We worked with Deakin University as well. We conducted our fourth Geelong Business Trends Survey, and again, for 4 years running, it's showing an upward trend, a positive optimism within the business community. And whilst business, is not, necessarily going out of the sky in terms of its profitability, what we are finding is that there's this underlying level of optimism within the business community. And so that did come through again for the fourth year running. So it's quite interesting, as we see, this region transition and transform from, its roots in manufacturing, traditional manufacturing, and some of the, the knocks that we've had along the way over the past few years, to see that optimism is still quite healthy.
Well, we're hoping to speak to someone from Census a little bit later on in the program, but they've just done some research into business confidence, and they've found that Victorian confidence has overtaken New South Wales for the first time in about 5 years. So that's exciting.
It's very exciting. I think Victoria is certainly one of those states that's up and coming. There's a lot of growth. There's a lot of migration from other states into Victoria as well. And in Geelong, we're starting to see the flow-on effects of that as well.
I think on some metrics, we're carrying the rest of the nation, or some of the other states at least, that aren't necessarily doing their fair share for economic growth.
That's right. We're an economic powerhouse here in Victoria, and Geelong is at the heart of it, that's for sure. So we're really delighted with that. And, of course, this year we've got our Business Excellence Awards coming up again. Entries close early May, and, we're calling for businesses to enter the Business Awards. Last year we had the business of the year was Oishi M, which was a small business. There's often a bit of a feeling that to win the business of the year you need to be a large business, and they're a small business that started locally and are doing amazing things on an international scale.
Yeah, that's really, really impressive. It's great to hear all of those success stories. And even if your business doesn't win or isn't nominated, I suppose you can go there and be inspired by some of the things that other people in the region are currently going through, and it might motivate people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, one of the things, when we started reflecting on the last year, we we're really quite surprised, you know, at the volume of interactions that we've had with businesses. So, you know, we delivered over 90 events last year, and they were attended by over 5,000 people. So we've run a range of small business programs, mentoring, and so forth through our Small Business Smart Business program, and all of those things, I think, combined are really making an impact on the business community in this region, and I think that helps to underpin some of that confidence that we're seeing as well.
Absolutely wonderful. In terms of your AGM on Thursday night, do you have a guest speaker? How does that all go down?
We don't have a guest speaker, simply because we combine it with our after five, so the formalities do tend to take a little while to get through. So respecting our members and their time as well, because they want to get back into their networking and do their business. But no, we don't have a speaker as such, although the president will be speaking and will be delivering the annual report.
Will there be any contested positions, or has it all been locked in?
At this stage, it appears that there's no contest. You know, so at the close of nominations, the number of nominations didn't exceed the number of positions available. So,
I went to an AGM recently, one of the Victorian organisations that I'm involved with, and they said to members it would be a relatively brief AGM, and that meant going from 7:30 p.m. until about 10:15 at night. So I'm sure you wouldn't do that to your members.
Not at all. We try and move through the AGM part of it fairly swiftly, so usually wrap it up in about 15 or 20 minutes.
And what is the After Five?
So the After Five is our monthly networking event, and we have members come along to that. It's part of their membership, and we usually get between sort of 250, 300 or so people coming along to that. So we're at the Cats this week, and we expect quite a strong crowd again.
Yeah, I've heard from people that are members that it's worth becoming a member just for the networking opportunities that those events bring, because they are really, really successful events every time you run them.
It is absolutely amazing, Mitch. You know, the level of activity, you can just, it's palpable. You can feel it in the air. It's an absolute buzz. People are meeting other people. They're doing business. So many of our members have really grown their business off the back of just going to those networking events, because they've met people who they've been able to do business with.
And last of all, the 12 months that you have ahead after the AGM, what are you hoping to accomplish? I mean, probably two elections. That's always exciting when you're trying to lobby for the policies that you want to see for business. But what are you hoping to achieve over the next 12 months?
Well, really over the next 12 months, you know, as well as consolidation, you know, we're looking to expand our service offerings to businesses in general, not just to our members. You know, so we're looking at some business development opportunities, some training, some further masterclasses. So we ran our networking masterclass this last 12 months, which was very, very successful. So we're looking at a range of masterclasses as well, where business people can do a bit of a deep dive into a specific issue. So whether it might be looking at IT and how to actually promote their business, or get into e-commerce, those types of issues. So we're looking at how we can, you know, further deep dive into some of those business development areas and really help some of those smaller businesses to develop their business further.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. All the very best with Thursday night. I hope it goes well, and we'll see you again in a fortnight's time.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
Thank you, Bernadette Uselak there, the CEO of the Geelong Chamber of Commerce.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.